Thank you for calling customer support. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah. What is this place called?
We are a third party call center that handle multiple accounts, different products, over hundreds of different types of products, and we assist with multiple companies. If you can provide me with some information, I'd be more than happy to assist you.
Yeah, I need my bank card removed from wherever I ordered these pills at, because I'm not gonna let them charge me $109 if I paid six something for those pills.
Well, you didn't pay the six something for the pills. What's your zip code? Let me pull your transaction up, ma'am, first.
It's 85204.
Hold on. 85204?
Yes.
What's your name?
Margaret Munoz.
I'm trying to look. Okay, I'm not finding it under the zip code. I have your phone number. Let me try it under your phone number, which I have 480-797.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your number?
Yes, 5441.
Yes, hold on. Okay. Ms. Munoz, will you verify your address for me, please?
It's 1066 South Spur.
All right, so I see here on May 30th, you paid the shipping and handling to receive the gummies, which were shipped out on May 31st. All right, so then you also received the cleanse that was shipped out as well. So you got the cleanse and the gummies that was shipped out to you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. So then, in your trial period, which seemingly your trial was, say,
I didn't know there was more money that was going to be charged to me. I just brought my card right now.
Yes, that's the trial though. When you got the pills for the $6.97, you had in this case 7 days to say that you don't want to be a member of it, or you do want, or if you didn't say anything, you just automatically become a member.
I didn't know that. I have the pills here. I can send them back.
No, ma'am, they won't accept them back. They'll just send them back to you. What happens is, in the terms and conditions, it's stated that if you did not call during the trial period, provided that the terms and conditions were read, it did state to you that they're going to bill you for it, okay? It's a monthly reoccurring charge. So after they didn't hear from you, they billed you for the pills and the cleanser that you already have, okay? Now, mind you, the card was declined, so no refund is due because your card was declined anyways.
Because I blocked it because I didn't know I was going to be charged something else.
No, ma'am. I don't know. Well, however, your card declined, okay? So it's no refund due. Now, what I can do, if you like the gummies and you like the cleanse, and it's outside of your trial period, I can offer you a free bottle as well as a 35% discount off of that fee of the $109.97.
I didn't even take them. I haven't even took them. So,
ma'am, you're not listening. I'm saying I can offer you another free bottle if you're interested in taking them. I mean, the gummies are yours to take now. We don't want them back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want that, you ordered the gummies because you wanted the gummies. Now, if you want to stay with the gummies, I can send a free bottle out to you. A free thing of the cleanse out to you, a free bottle of the gummies, and then I can offer you 35% off of the member, off of the price that if you want to continue receiving them.
Mm-hmm. No, I just want to drop all that.
All right, so everything was declined anyway, so there's no refund. So even if I offer a 50% discount on the membership for you to stay with them, is that an option, ma'am?
No, I didn't know that I was getting into some kind of membership. I guess I didn't read it right.
Okay, how did you think did you want the reoccur? How did you think you was gonna get the pills each month, or the gummies each month?
I didn't know it was a monthly thing. I thought it was just a one-time thing to try them.
Yeah, it is a try thing. Yeah, but if you want to continue using them.
Yeah, and I see. I didn't read that part.
I mean, you don't want to continue using them? Did they work out for you where you can continue using them?
No, I'm not. I'm having some issues right now with cancer and stuff, and I just can't use that right now.
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now on the gummies and the cleanse, I'm going to, here you shipped out those. So I need to cancel the cleanse and cancel the hold on, I'm going to give you a cancellation number here in a minute. Okay, customer calls in, does not want membership. Offered free bottle. Customer declined. Offered 35% and 50% discount. Customer decline. Customer wants account canceled. All right. One moment, ma'am. Here, let me give you a cancellation number. All right, that one's the cleanse. And then let me cancel the gummies membership. Did I give you an order number at all yet? No?
No.
Okay, hold on. Okay, the order number for the gummies, ma'am, is C as in Charlie, 123. 235. All right. So, and for the, that was for the gummies, and then the cancellation for the cleanse is C as in Charlie, 123241.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the membership has been canceled. You won't receive any further charges. Let's see here what else needs to be. Hold on. All right, ma'am. So your membership has been canceled. You shouldn't receive any further charges. Anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer service.
Okay. Bye.